G'day gamers, this is your host Luke Hepburn and I'm back with a summary of the latest video game news from the land down under. Today is Monday the 18th of October. Let's get into it. Today I have two G'day Gamer updates to start the show off. The first being that, as of yesterday's show, the G'day Gamers podcast is now available as a flash briefing on all Amazon devices in all countries around the world for English. I'd ask that if you could download that onto your devices and give me a rating, it would really, really help me get this show going. I started this show for a number of reasons and I would love to hear feedback on what you may want to hear as well, so let me know. On the second item, I've begun setting up the G'day Gamer website. It's located at www.g'daygamers.com or .com.au and it's G-D-A-Y. I speak often about screenshots and trailers. So after the show's published, my site is automatically updated with the latest podcast. I'm going to go back into those posts that are put on there and I'm going to add the trailers and the screenshots that I might talk about. Hopefully the site will evolve and, you know, I'm hoping to put maybe other content up there if, you know, the people out there listening are interested in other types of content, but we'll just see how it goes. I mean, I have a Discord channel and a Facebook page and I'll continue to build up everything I can to deliver you guys content. Anyway, let's move on. Well, the biggest news from this episode is coming out of the virtual DC Fandome event, which was moved online due to COVID. It didn't disappoint. It had a lot of newsworthy items with a number of films showing off and new comics and trailers. So, you know, there was a lot to see. These included Black Adam with The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, who plays the lead character. There was a trailer showing him arriving and giving someone some electrifying welcome. The Flash, Aquaman, Lost Kingdom, a Peacemaker series with John Cena. And of course, it ended with the Batman movie starring Robert Pattinson as Batman, showing off what that's looking like with Catwoman coming out in March. Great event. There were also games spoken about, and I'll go through those. So Warner Brothers Montreal Gotham Knights showed off their official Court of Owls story trailer, along with later a behind-the-scenes trailer as well. The game is from the developers of Batman Arkham Origins. If that helps you imagine the style of game this is, it looks awesome. Obviously, with the new technology, with the latest gaming consoles, they can do some pretty good things. The trailer shows off the Court of Owls, which is the main antagonist in the new game, with their brainwashed assassins called Talons. The game itself, it takes place in a period after Batman's apparent death, and players get to play as Nightwing, Batgirl, Robin, and Red Hood, who have all basically separated after the Bat's death, but have to come back together because Gotham descends into chaos. Each sporting very different abilities. The game also features drop-in co-op, and just that alone is going to make this game worth testing out. We know Mr. Freeze is in the game, and the Penguin was in this trailer. It'll be launching on PC, PlayStation 4 and 5, as well as the Xbox One, Series X and S consoles. It's said to be around in 2022 sometime, but they haven't put a date on it yet. Again, I'll put it up on my G'day Gamers website, or you can check it out on YouTube. Just have a look for it. So with more DC news, as I mentioned yesterday, I thought that Rocksteady Studios' Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League would get something updated after they teased a photo of the four characters from the game. Well, we were right. The official story trailer was revealed to the delight of everyone, especially DC fans. The game had a lot of Batman Arkham game references, such as scenes from the previous games. Arkham Asylum signs saying that hitchhikers may be escaping patients. Gadgets and gear like the Riddler's hat being worn by King Shark and Harley Quinn firing Batman's grapple gun, just to name a few. It showed off a Suicide Squad sort of made Batmobile. I think it was made by them, I got no idea. But it had the bat signal used as headlights. Just looks great. As I mentioned yesterday, with four-player co-op, this game is one that is high on my watch closely list. The Justice League heroes such as Batman, Superman, The Flash, Wonder Woman, they've basically all been brainwashed by Brainiac, who has invaded Earth, and they've turned everyone evil. That was like the first trailer that was released. You see Superman attacking Harley Quinn and the guys. Your job is to go on a suicide mission to try and stop them and other forces that are invading the city. The game will be out in 2022, and will come out on PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X and S consoles. I'll throw the new trailer up on my webpage. It looks fantastic, guys. Take a look and tell me if you liked it as much as I did. I can't wait to play this game. So this one's for the kids. Super Pets, The Adventures of Crypto and Ace is another game that was announced at DC's FanDome. The movie features Superman and Batman's faithful dogs, Crypto and Ace, who were played by Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart. So the cartoon looks fantastic. The game is definitely aimed at kids, is all I can say. It first of all looks like a mobile game, but it's basically you play the dog, which I think is Crypto, and you fly around the city and you shoot things and dodge cars and trucks. I guess they're not chasing cars. Another event that was on last night was the Minecraft Live event for 2021. Clearly the biggest news coming out of the event was that Mojang Studios has revealed its plans for a Minecraft update, basically called the Wild Update. The update will include the arrival of the deep, dark, and frogs, mangrove swamps, trees. Clearly more content for everybody, so that's a good thing. Now, being more of a Dungeons fan myself, Mahjong has also announced Seasonal Adventures is coming to Minecraft Dungeons. The content and update allows Minecraft players to earn adventure points while playing, which raises their adventure rank. It also features an all-new adventure hub being added so players can spend their points at a new base camp on all the new items that they're releasing with this. Emotes and skins were showed off, for example. The seasonal updates are free for players, which is great to hear, with the first seasonal update having the Cloudy Climb added. Now, the Cloudy Climb is a large tower that updates every 2 weeks, giving you new environments to play in with new enemies. Now, that sounds really cool. Basically, Jordan tells me, the content king, that while you're climbing this tower, the enemies get harder. The aim of the tower is to complete it, but if you fail, you'll still earn rewards, and you just basically start the tower again. But this time, you'll be able to strategize because you know what's going to happen as you approach it and get to the a bit further along, I guess. This will be launching in December, just in time for Christmas, so a good game for the kids to get back on. And of course, us adults who like the game. Well, guys, that's all I've got for today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. I'd love you to subscribe, like, give us a thumbs up. And if you have an Amazon device at home, add this flash briefing. And it would mean a lot if you could rate the show. You can reach me at getagamers.com now as well, and on social media. All right, guys, I will see you all again tomorrow. We'll do it again. Catch you later.